Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest, all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the city of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
You should have been pulled in the forefront, they have faith in you. You should have been pulled.
Podcast, two L's, two Z's, Britton Allen and Michael Govia coming at you live on a Friday evening here. Palazzo Podcast is a fantasy baseball show for the most part. We do some dumb stuff, we say silly things sometimes, but we try to pretend that we think we know what we're doing, Britton, when it comes to fantasy baseball.
Oh, we pretend with the best of them. We might as well, like, give me an Academy Award for all the pretending that I do in any given day. It's amazing. I pretend that I'm a good dad. I pretend I'm a good husband. I pretend I'm a good person. There's just a lot of pretending going on here.
Well, I pretend to know what I'm doing sometimes as well. I never won an Academy Award, although I was mentioned at the Oscars once.
So, here it is. The Oscar goes to the Best Animated Short Film. If Anything Happens, I Love You. Will McCormick and Michael Govia.
I had no idea.
I know. Look at me.
Was that for the Royal Tenenbaums?
You know, there's a new Wes Anderson movie coming out next week.
I'm over it.
You're not going to see the Phoenician Scheme. That's fine. Well, today's show, you won't see the Phoenician Scheme or any Wes Anderson. You're going to see me and Britton talking about players have struggled so far this year, but we think are turning the corner or will turn the corner here momentarily. So that'll be the focus of our main podcast today. Of course, the live stream has a chat, and it's open for all of you to serve. Mike Virginia is a busy man, so we give Mike a shout-out. Everybody follow him on Twitter, @_MikeVA. He's doing his Mike VA notes, hashtag. Busy, busy boy, or business is happening right now.
I'm giving him a V.
I can't
hey,
do that.
Hey, can you do an A?
I can definitely do the A.
Where are the cheerleaders at?
Oh, my God. I'm so fat. I can't.
I think I just ruptured my right elbow flexor.
Oh, you pulled an AJ Smith shaver? That's a tragedy, man. I'm so sorry to hear that. Bye-bye, buddy. That was very sad. So let's get into the business time real quick here and knock out a few notes, and then we'll get into the heart of the show. We're not here to mess around. We're here to give you guys a few laughs and some information, and maybe, just maybe,
there's so much news, Mike Govia. I don't know if we're going to make it, man.
A lot of news. A lot of action, even in my hometown area. We'll get into that momentarily. Of course, I want to thank everybody for following, subscribing the show. Please, please, please share it with your friends. If you watch a video or a live stream, just hit that thumbs up like button. You know how it works. It helps the show grow. So we just passed 1,100 subscribers, so that's awesome. Thank you so much. I remember we were just trying to get to 1,000. Now we're at 1,100. So, man, very fortunate here, Britton. I'm very grateful for everybody.
I know, man. I remember a couple years ago, we hit 500, and we were like, wow.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah, we've been doing this for a while now, haven't we?
It seems like, yeah, time flies, though. It's been fun. I've been grateful that the first time Michael Govia and I ever met was me DMing him. You know what the kids call that, right? I slid into the Govia DMs and asked him to be a guest on my one-man YouTube show called Three is a Magic Number that Triple Play published. The guy, you know, the guys at Triple Play, obviously D. Mendy and
love them.
Marty Park. But anyway, so, and you were cordial enough to actually say yes. Hey, I appreciated that, Gabby. A lot of people didn't, but you did. So that was
I gotta say, the name, I like the name. As soon as I saw the name, not knowing you otherwise, I'm like, I like this guy's style right away. I already knew I would like you because Three is the Magic Number was a great title.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that was a mouthful. And back in those days, you did not do the Plazo podcast. It was it's the Enrico Plazo podcast. That's right. Totally different.
Good memory. Good call. Yeah. Okay. I don't know why I ever decided to make it that long, but I was a stickler. Sometimes you realize what's more important and less important, but either way, yeah, that's where it all started. And that was back in like 2022.
I'll never forget. I was actually on vacation when we did that podcast recorded it. And there was something wrong with the refrigerator at the condo we were at. And I could hear it buzz the entire time. Luckily, my mic was so cheap, it didn't pick it up. Yeah. But I could hear it. And I was, the whole time we were talking, I was like, I can't. I probably won't be able to use any of this because it's just.
Thank
like
God for the shitty mic.
Yeah, it could, like, literally the kitchen was 10 feet away and it didn't pick it up. It was weird.
Oh, that's great! Great memories. Yeah, I'm so glad that you asked me to do that. Now here we are, and moving into June 2025, doing the show together. Still, I love it. I appreciate you, my friend, and everybody else who's in the live chat. You can jump in, tell us why you like us, tell us why you hate us. You want to hear 80% less of us? You want to?
Cunha.
Yeah, you want to rip our ability to say things? We're here for that. We don't take ourselves too seriously. Star Platinum's here. Speaking of old timers, Star Platinum has been around since 2021. When I first did the Fab Show, before the current Fab Show we do now, he was one of the first guys I met in this live chat, Star. I remember that. So I was watching Rates and Barrels the other day. In the comments, some guy was talking up Braden Fisher. And I say that's to be Uncle Ted. And it was Uncle Ted. Yeah. When Uncle Ted gets on a guy, he's locked in.
Uncle Ted, world famous fantasy baseball podcaster or person. Uncle Ted.
Live chat master. Down. That's right.
Yeah.
And I believe it's Braden with a Y. Not that we care about spelling because we don't pronounce things correctly either. But just for posterity, letting everybody know. In the meantime, open up the tunes here on Friday. Feel good. Do a little dancing, you know. Oh, it feels good, Britton. Oh, yeah. It's a weekend. The Detroit Grand Prix is here, which is right in the heart of Detroit. It's actually in downtown Detroit, which is crazy because the tunnel to go to Canada is literally, I don't know, 400 feet from the racetrack. They actually use real roads in Detroit, which blows my mind because our roads are shitty too, but real IndyCars going 200 miles an hour. It's crazy.
I've never been to a race. I've never been to a NASCAR race or a Indy race or any of that thing. But or Bristol, you know, Bristol, Tennessee, they have the racetrack there that's kind of famous in the NASCAR world. But
it is.
By all accounts, it's a great time. But I just never got around to it, I guess.
Even at the height of NASCAR, like when we, like 20 years ago, it seemed like NASCAR was even bigger than maybe it is now, or maybe
I that Jeff guy.
Oh yeah! Like,
what was his name? I can picture him.
City outfielder Alex
Gordon. Jordan.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You got it, Gordon.
Jeff Gordon. There you go.
I was trying to lead the horse to the water.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Like Jeff Gordon was a big deal. Like, do you remember when Jennifer Lopez like ruled the world?
I do remember.
You know, she was in movies.
Selena. She wore that weird dress that was like a shower curtain or something.
She was in a movie called The Cell with Vince Vaughn.
Oh!
That was awesome.
Underrated.
She was smoking hot in that movie, just FYI. But
underrated.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. We did that on Cinema 9. Check that out. If you guys don't know, I got a show called Cinema 9. We do movies over there. And we just did, Britton, I have to imagine that you like this movie. We just did last week. Classic Civil War film, Glory.
Yes. Why have I watched that? Some of that the other night too. Like I,
of course,
maybe
you did.
Maybe Big Brother is you know into my YouTube thing and you watched it. But yeah, have I told you my Glory story?
I don't think so, because I would remember this.
When I was in the sixth grade, we took a class trip to Jekyll Island, Georgia. And there was like a science thing there, and we stayed like 3 or 4 days. And one day, me and a group of, I don't know, like 10 of my classmates and a teacher early morning walked the beach, and we saw this huge production thing. And we walked up to it, and it was they were building the set of Fort Sumter or whatever it was.
Fort Wagner. You know,
spoiler, yeah. Fort Wagner, for that movie. And the director of photography for that movie was there, you know, taking shots to frame the movie, and we met the guy, and he took pictures of us.
Wow.
Walking along the set.
Wow, dude.
What he did with them, I don't want to know. But I literally was on the set as it was being made for the movie Glory in Jekyll Island.
Or so maybe that South Carolina. 1988?
Yeah, I guess I was in the sixth grade. And so how old are you in the sixth grade? Like 12 years old?
11, 12.
Yeah, something like that.
The movie came out in 89. They filmed it in 88.
36 years ago.
Yeah. I know. That's what we're saying when we did the movie on Cinnamon Eye. I'm like, man. But I'll never forget that story. I love that movie Glory. That is so awesome. I actually lived on James Island, which is in the Charleston area.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, they had their first battle. The 54th actually fought on James Island when they had their first battle in real life. So
that's true.
But that's true. Your story is better than mine. I can't argue with that. Anyways, check out our show. Remember, if you're hearing the podcast version, I don't even know if they're out there, Britton. I post the podcast feed every time we do a show, except for the Sunday show, which is a web exclusive. So if you want to see... Yeah, you got to watch the fabulous Waiver Wire live chat show on Sundays only, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the YouTube channel. But you podcasters, if you exist, can you send me an email or something? Because apparently people are listening, but I never hear a peep from audio people. They're out there, Britton. I know that they're... Because we run ads and shit. Our show is popular enough that we actually run advertisements. So I don't know who they are.
Do you know how many like downloads the podcast gets for audio?
I could know that. I could know that. Yeah. I've never actually looked at it, but we host it on redcircle.com, which for those that are interested in doing a pod, I would recommend you have to pay out of pocket, so you get more out of it though. I think it's like $20 a month over on Red Circle, and they have all kinds of analytics about the show, and looks like we've had over 10,000 downloads. Nope, that's the wrong show. There's a lot of shows on this. But yeah, you can learn all kinds of stuff. The Palazzo podcast itself has had, almost 50,000. We're at 49,200 and something career downloads. How about that?
That is hard.
So they're out there. We want to hear from you. Palazzo podcast. All this to say, we do have an email. Palazzo podcast, 2Ls, 2Zs, @gmail.com. Send us an email if you listen on the audio side, and you know, ask us a question or something. We'd love to hear from you. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so, Britton, anything else you want to throw out there business-wise people need to know about?
No. I already feel bad. I've taken the show way off two different tangents.
And are you kidding me? That story was worth every minute.
People want to talk about or hear it talk about fantasy baseball, not not my sixth grade science trip.
Hey, that's why I tune in, man. But that's just me. Call me crazy. I like things like butter in my ass, you know. But hey, that's just me. I'm a pervert. So.
Oh, by the way, that science trip is also where I learned if you take a roll of breath savers like wintergreen and pop them in your mouth and crunch it, you can see sparks at night in your mouth.
Get out of here.
I'm true. Yeah.
They still using that chemical now? Can I do that now?
I have no idea. That's a great point. I mean, you can still buy cigarettes. Yeah, you can't buy a breath mint to make your spark.
That's right. Come on, man. What the hell's going on in this country, goddammit? Anyways, so subscribe, check it out, palazzopodcast@gmail.com. Follow Mike Virginia @_MikeVA, Britton Allen, 2 T's, 2 L's, MJ Govia, Palazzo Podcast, 2 L's, 2 Z's. Follow Big Gentle Ben. Remember the Sunday show at 1 o'clock and the Monday night show, Prospects Power Hour. And shout out to was it Todd? Todd Nolte, I believe it was, who asked about the show on our show last time, and he showed up the next time out on Monday night. So if you like Prospects, you like Dynasty, it's called the Prospects Power Hour, but it is a show focusing on Dynasty Baseball. So check it out Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Follow Robbie Baseball and everybody who does that, okay?
I lurked in the chat room.
You were there.
For that show. I enjoy watching it. Robbie and Ben and y'all are just lots of fun. So even when I'm not podcasting, I go check it out because that's how good it is.
That is, I mean, I don't know how you can top that type of testimony right there, folks. We'll lock that in. All right, so there it is. That's the show. Of course, there is a Patreon. I don't talk about it enough, but it totally exists. And I do huge, huge Sunday night fab transaction guides for all my leagues. I'm in 16 leagues. Not all of them have fab. A lot of them do. From Yahoo to CBS to NFBC. So if you're into head-to-head cats or roto, points leagues, dynasty keepers, straight redraft, it's a really excellent guide to show you who's on my teams. I give you all of my rosters, including my bench stashes and IL stashes. So I think it's a great companion as a comparative guide if you play fantasy baseball and you're trying to win money. So check it out if you want. Patreon.com/PalazzoPodcast, 2Ls, 2Zs. Okay? Great. Let's get to leading off. All right, we always give our first catch of the day.
Our first catch of the day.
And Britain. Now, we're going to get into all of our return to the max because there's a lot of guys back. But I started off with Jackson Job. Sadly, is to the IL. He is, I don't know if this is going to portend a more serious injury, but it's a big disappointment. But the Tigers will go on. But fantasy-wise, I was bummed because I had Job in a couple of redraft leagues, and he was walking a lot of guys, but he was getting wins a lot. And decent amount of Ks.
He had turned it around. He had a rough start, and then things started clicking. And yeah, he'd give up a run or two, but he'd go, you know, 5-6 innings. Jackson Job for the Tigers, and he was looking good. I watched him play because I traded for him in my other Auto New League, not Plaza New, but the other Auto New
right.
League, because I'm rebuilding, and I traded for him, and he was playing well, and then. Unfortunately, elbow strain, anything elbow related, I think you can assume there's the Tommy John surgery is going to be discussed.
Oh.
Probably.
You're probably right.
Probably when it comes to
AJ Smith Shaver is he's done. We already know he's having Tommy John surgery that quick.
Torn UCL, yep.
Instantly hit a pop.
That's going to have to be surgically repaired.
That's terrible. Poor bastard. Chad's here in the live chat. He's saying, hey, let's get aboard the Sawyer Gibson long train, possibly, with Job out of the picture, who is a Tigers AAA guy who's been coming back from his own injury. That's an interesting name to keep an eye on.
Great call, Chad. I looked him up, too. He's on a rehab start, 5 innings pitched, 1 hit, 1 earned run, 0 walks. That's my favorite part. 0 walks in 5 innings, 5 Ks. Sawyer Gibson Long for the Tigers. Definitely keep your eye on him. We'll see how it shakes out with what they want to do with their starters. But yeah, it doesn't get much better than that for a rehab start. Good job, Sawyer Gibson Long. And I like the name too, because you kind of got like a Mark Twain, Tom Sawyer thing going. And then Gibson. and then he throws you the not Gibson,
no,
like Bob Gibson.
Or
not Kirk. Not that. And then you know, Samuel Longhorn Clemens. Oh, man. I'm putting this all together. This dude is Huckleberry Finn right here.
I love it, man.
Sawyer. Yeah.
Hannibal, I like Gibson with a B, but this works for me.
Hannibal, Missouri. Shout out, Mark Twain.
Hannibal, Missouri. Wow. Mark Twain. There's an annual prize for comedy, the Mark Twain Prize. I think Adam Sandler won it recently, Conan O'Brien. It's a... Mark Twain, I think, is properly rated. He was funny. He was clever for his time, and I'm glad that people know who he is. He was a good author, too.
Yeah, one of the best American-born authors ever.
Ever?
Mark Twain. Samuel Longhorn Clemens, born in Hannibal, Missouri.
I didn't know that was his middle name. You know a lot about him.
I'm not kidding. No one cares, but I literally majored in English literature at the University of Tennessee. I'm not even kidding. That's a true story. But,
you did?
I did, yeah.
Wow. So you like
I majored in English because I wasn't good at math. I wasn't good at science. So that kind of limits your options in college.
That's why I was a teacher.
Yeah. So I majored in English. And back in you could if you majored in English, you had to pick a concentration. And my options were thus: rhetoric, literature, or technical writing. Well, I'm not doing technical writing, I can tell you that.
And
rhetoric, I'm still not sure what that means. So I was like, literature, I can read. Boom, done. Prerequisite check. I can read. Sweet.
So I never learned how to read. I love it. Look at it. We're learning a lot about Britain today, aren't we, folks? Here on the Plotso Podcast.
Two L's, I'm an open book.
Give me two.
You are. I love that about people, you. That's why
some
I love
people
want to
close it about 80%, keep it closed 80%.
Yeah, 80% more.
80% less.
Yeah. So if you're a book, they want to edit you about 80%. But no.
I don't blame
them. We won't have that here. Yeah, so that's bad news. Tough break. I believe in Chris Fetter. You guys know this. Every time a pitcher comes up for the Detroit Tigers, Chris Fetter is a pitching god. He's the pitching coach for the Detroit Tigers, and he's going to figure it out next up. Sawyer Gibson Long. There's also a 34-year-old named Dietrich Enns. Have you heard of this guy? He's 34 years old. Yeah, he's 34, so he's an old-timer, and his name's Dietrich, which is a sweet name.
Yes.
And
A-plus.
He's pitching really well for the Toledo Mudhens right now. So, and he's a lefty. So if they choose to give Dietrich Enns a shot, keep an eye on him. He's a journeyman, but he's pitching well. And he was also, I believe, may have gone overseas or something like that and came back once upon a time too. So look at him. Also, Matt Manning is technically still down there. Remember him, Britton? I don't know.
Yes, I do. Big prospect.
But just yeah.
Didn't but work out.
He's still there, and his numbers aren't terrible, so maybe they'll give him another shot. He seems to be the one guy who's immune to Chris Fetter's incredible coaching abilities. I don't know why that hasn't worked for Manning, but I like the Sawyer Gibson Long call, so I'll stick with everybody else on that one.
Yeah, I like it too. Hey, well, real quick, while we're talking about the Tigers, I'm super interested in outfielder Wenciel Perez.
Go
He went on a hot streak last year for a little while, but he's been hurt. But he just got activated off the IL. Outfielder, Matt Vierling got put back on the IL. So
I'm going to talk about him in a second. Yeah.
All right. Well, so I'll make it quick. But so Wenciel Perez is starting center fielder for the
Go Tigers.
He bat sixth. His first came back. He bat fifth yesterday. Batting fifth for the Tigers. I really, really, really like that. And he's a switch hitter, but he's better at hitting righties. And there are a ton of righties coming up for the Tigers, including four White Sox righties coming up.
You can't
beat that. So I really like Wenciel
Perez. Genius, genius, genius.
I'm locking that in, dude. I'm going to follow you on that. Wenciel Perez is the kind of guy who can get hot. He's streaky. So if he's hitting dongs already since he came back, this could be a streak right now. I would ride it. Cheap fab pickup maybe in 14 teamers
board.
And deeper.
That's
yeah,
right.
Hop on board the Wenciel Perez bandwagon. I'm all for that.
Toot.
Woo woo! Come on, ride the train.
And ride it. Come on, ride the train.
I see Lane Thomas is back on the IL. Okay. Anything to add on that?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither. And then Lucas Ursig hit the IL, huh? Okay, well.
I have him in the league. Yeah, I have him in the league. I know Carlos Estevez has been getting all the saves and he's been good, but I have Lucas Ursig in the league, you know, for to stabilize ratios and stuff like that because he's a great pitcher. But, yeah, he's gone. So he gone.
That's sad for Holds leagues, unfortunately. And for those of you who have been using the ratios, because, yeah, he's got an ERA under two and he's 21% strikeout rate. That's been solid. Is this serious? Because I'm just hearing this now, so I don't even know if it's.
I just read it today. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a while.
Oh man. Okay. Well, that's a bummer. Having to kind of ride the coattails on that one. Oh, it's a back sprain. Interesting. Okay. Well, at least it's not arm related. So if you want to look for a silver lining, there you go. How about the Ziggy and AJ Soprano Most Annoying Player of the Week award? Let's do it.
You know they spray virus on beef rather than clean the rat shit out of the slaughterhouses?
Oh, what a depressing.
Why does it make it? What, him saying the word slaughterhouses just cracks me up. I don't know why. There's nothing funny about a slaughterhouse. But for
very
some
little comedy to be found at a slaughterhouse. Speaking of getting slaughtered, though, my guy is Matt Vierling, who you just alluded to. Good news for Wenciel Perez because he has an open lane. You do have, we'll talk about another Tigers guy in the return of the Mac momentarily, but Matt Vierling went right back to the IL after coming back, missing the whole season. That has to be, this can't be good. It's shoulder inflammation again, and I am now disappointed that I spent 42 fab bucks on him in my main event last Sunday.
I just activated him in all my draft and hold leads. I got so excited because he's third base and outfield eligible. I got so excited. I plugged him in, and then I got the news today, and I literally had to go back through all those leagues and take him out for this weekend's games. I'm like, I just put you back. What are you doing?
That was a killer. That hurt me. I was surprised to even see it. I thought it was a typo when I saw it yesterday. I was like, oh, no.
I mean, he's a top of the order bat, too.
He led off on Sunday when he came back. Yeah, you're right.
I'm sad face.
Let me ask you, is this a redraft-wise, let's say you don't have any IL stashes and he would just be on your bench. You drop him?
Yeah. 10-team, 100%. 12-team, 90%, you know, and then 15-team, you're 50-50, you know.
Yeah, with Parker Meadows coming back too, I'm going to drop him, point. I think. I'm thinking I'm going to drop him in the main event, even though I just wasted $42 on him. But hey, it comes and it goes. Easy money.
That's exactly right. It's better to cut loose than to, you know, hang on to yesterday's. Got a literature.
Hey, take a look. And read a book, Reading Rainbow.
Oh, I love that.
LeVar Burton, beautiful LeVar. Man. Let's do Return of the Mac now. Here we go. How about a little intro video for once? All right. So, Britton, why don't you step in? You put a couple guys in here you want to talk about. Jake Mangum?
Yeah, I did. But first, I want to give a shout out to LeVar Burton real quick. Star of Reading Rainbow. And also, what was it, Deep Space Nine or whatever?
He was on, wasn't he? Next Generation.
One of those Star Trek shows,
right? He was Next Generation with the
visor. Yeah,
yeah. Yep.
And little known fact that only Mike Govier might know: in the video for Domino's song "Word Up," LeVar Burton was in that video. FYI,
you said Domino? You meant Cameo?
Is it Cameo?
Right. I don't know. Yeah. Yep.
Great video, by the way.
I didn't know that.
That is hilarious. You're 100%. Domino was a rapper that did Hot Potato Pie. Sweet Potato Pie.
Yeah, that's you got it, folks. You got it. Ding, 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 ding. Woo! I love Sweet Potato Pie. I listened to that song a lot in 1995 or whatever year that was.
Check out Google Domino Sweet Potato Pie. You won't regret it.
I love it so much, I don't know why. Break me off a piece of that sweet potato pie. That's all I remember.
Nailed it. What's up? I don't remember what we were talking about.
So, Jake Mangum is back?
Jake Mangum is back. But before we get to that, Mike Trout, a little bit better known than Jake Mangum, is back. Got activated off the IL today, batting DH, obviously. Fifth in the lineup for the Angels, Michael Tiberius Trout from beautiful nowhere, New Jersey. No, I don't know what his middle name is.
I don't know. Yeah, somewhere in New Jersey, right?
Right, somewhere in New Jersey. So Mike Trout is back. Obviously, if nobody's dropped him or anything like that. But the Angels play West Coast, so if you have him, you may still have time to plug him in your lineup. Mike Trout is back. Welcome back, Mike Trout. And say goodbye to one of my favorite pickups a few weeks ago, Matthew Lugo. It didn't work out, Matt. It just didn't. I'm sorry, but that's all right. You're a young man.
I
got to
wear that one, too. I wear it with you.
I'm gonna pour some out for you, Matthew Lugo. But look, you're young and go down and hey, you're getting paid big league money. When you get sent down, you're still cashing those big league checks because you signed a major league contract. So, you know, I don't feel too bad for him, I guess. But, yes, in other news, Chandler Simpson, the Rays speedster, got optioned down to AAA.
Yeah, dude. I told people this. Now, I don't always say I told you so, but I was saying that there's so many outfielders with Josh Lowe's coming back, and Johnny DeLuca didn't even come back yet, but there was a lot of guys here that had opportunities to play, and Chandler Simpson has to do more than just steal bags.
One of my favorite movies of all time is Miller's Crossing by the Coen brothers.
Yes!
Albert Finney and Gabriel Byrne. And Albert Finney goes over to Gabriel Byrne's apartment, and they're talking, and that may not be the right thing. But anyway, so one of them goes, look, you are right, but what you don't do is you don't say, I told you so. And Gabriel Byrne is smoking a cigarette, and he goes, I don't say it, and I don't like people that do. And he goes, yeah, you know, so-and-so did this. And Gabriel Byrne looked at him and goes, I told you so. Love that movie. Shout out Miller's Crossing, 1990.
Well, that drop's coming up next week. I'll make sure I have that ready for you next time. Yep. But yeah, so Simpson's out. Simpson is a guy, as Ben says here, our pal Benjamin Chase. Hey, buddy.
What up?
Simpson hit for a great average, had plenty of steals, but the defense was really bad. Putrid, as he says. So.
Yeah, true. I totally get it. You have to be able to play good defense for the Rays. That's like their number one priority. That's their thing, right? So I totally understand. It just sucks because Chandler Simpson, you know, WAR does not encapsulate steals or stolen bases. It does not. That's not in the WAR formula. But you can't tell me that five steals in two games doesn't actively affect the pitcher, the catcher, because they're thinking about, oh, you know, this, that, trying, you know, the catcher, you know, misses a throw and it's out in the outfield. You know, all that stuff comes into play. Like, everything counts in a baseball game, no matter how little. But five stolen bases in two games, I don't know. I think that's a lot more important than some other things. But I'm not a professional baseball person or organization. No. And, you know, I also kind of – what do you think about this, Michael Govier? I kind of also understand, and I respect this more. Jake Mangrum was playing great when he got injured. And I kind of adhere to the philosophy, you don't lose your job just because you got injured. You know what I mean?
You said that before. You've talked about that, yes.
I don't think that's fair. And so, you know, if I'm Jake Mangrum's, you know, a friend, I'm like, yeah, he was playing good and he got hurt. It's not his fault. Like, Chandler Simpson's time will come. But anyway, yeah. I digress. But
it's possible Mangrum will shit the bed.
True that. Hey, and let's not forget Dane Myers is back.
Yeah!
So if you're looking for a Chandler Simpson replacement, Dane Myers for the Marlins might just be that or Jake Mangum. So all hope is not lost. Are either one of those guys going to steal five bases in two games? Nope. But
I'm pumped. Dane Myers is back, and he's hitting fifth tonight in the lineup. He seems to be a bit brittle, though, so I am mildly concerned that he might get hurt again. But I'm still – this is the guy who can give you a batting average and steal you some bags. Not like Chandler Simpson, but you're right. He can get on base and steal bags, and the Marlins are no good. And Derek Hill got hurt again. Yeah, he plays – right. He can play better defense because Derek Hill got hurt again, so he's gone. That opens up the opportunity for now. So I'm not as excited as I was, Britton, about Dane Myers the first run this year, but I'm glad he's back, and I'm hopeful that he can pick it up where he left off.
I'm picking up Dane Myers everywhere I can. Rank these players, Michael Govier. Wensel Perez, Dane Myers, Jake Mangum, Mike Trout. Okay, I was just kidding. You don't have to rank Mike Trout, but Jake Mangum, Wensel Perez, Dane Myers. How would you order those guys? They're all available in every league.
I'd have to say Myers, Perez, Mangum.
Me too. Yep. It's a toss-up for Perez because Jake Mangum, as good as he was, and he stole a lot of bases too, they still, you know, the Rays do the thing with the platooning and the, you know, take you out of the middle of the game for a defensive sub, like all that kind of stuff. Whereas if Dane Myers is in the lineup, he's playing the whole game.
Mangum's in third tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Three is a magic number.
There you go. Three, Jake Utah. Mangum.
Give me three, Utah. I mean,
Utah.
Mangum was a guy that nobody thought about coming into the baseball season. Now he gets a chance to stay in the bigs despite being injured for a while at the expense of Chandler Simpson. Josh Lowe's on the bench tonight. He's not going to outplay Josh Lowe, but I'm just saying, right. I think they really like what Mangum brings to the table as a real baseball player.
They do. And I like all three of these players. I'm trying to add all three of these players in every single league I can. Jake Mangum, Wensel Perez, and Dane Myers for their, you know, because the speed and power combo of these players.
Definitely the first two for me. Mangum, I'm not so sure I'll be adding, but definitely Myers. And depending on my league context, Perez will be in the mix. It just depends on which league I would need his skill set for. But I like both.
You can drop Matthew Lugo. You can drop Chandler Simpson. You got to pick up somebody.
You're saying drop Chandler Simpson? You know, even in redraft?
In redraft, yeah, I think so. In a 10 or 12 team redraft, I would drop him because in leagues like that, that it's so shallow, you have to have production, maximize production. Like, you don't have the luxury of being patient, because all those other teams are racking up stats, and there's a guy in the minor. You just don't stash minor leaguers unless it's like Ronald Acuna. you just don't stash minor leaguers in leagues that shallow. It makes no sense. On your bench should only be pitchers that aren't pitching that day. That's what your bench should be in those types of leagues. So
no, I don't think.
I don't think you stash them. I think you cut them and get somebody that can play every day.
I think in a 15 team league, Chandler Simpson,
that's different.
Still 19 bases and 130 appearances at the plate. That's an amazing rate. So, that's, and I know you point. Agree. 15, yeah. You would probably hang around for a little bit to see if somebody else gets DFA'd.
No, 15, you have to be patient. See, that's the difference. Mm. Like in 10 team leagues, you cannot be patient. In 15 team leagues, you have to be patient. So,
oh, right. Sure.
You're 100% right. Yeah.
Okay.
You're 100% right.
And Matt Mervis finally got DFA'd. He's been on 7 home runs for like 6 to 7 weeks now. He got hot in the first 3 weeks of the year, and then it kind of just died from there.
Man, that sucks. So, sorry, Mervis.
Sorry, buddy. It was a good try. Who the hell's Jack Winkler, man?
Who's Jack Winkler? You mean Jesse's brother?
Is it him?
No, I don't. I have no idea. Would that be funny if it was? No, because Jesse Winker, or he's not a Winkler. He's just a Winker. You know,
like, right? He's just a Winker, not a Winkler, which is a more complicated process.
Very complicated. So Jack Winkler. So two players got DFA'd by the Marlins: Mervis and a gentleman named Ronnie Simon. Bye, Ronnie. Sorry, man. But Jack Winkler got called up. He was second base, shortstop, and third eligible, so he plays all over the infield, right? Jack Winkler, 5 home runs, 15 stolen bases with a .274 batting average, got called up. And another dude named Heriberto Hernandez, 9 home runs, 6 stolen bases, but his batting average is .219. If your batting average is .219 in the minors, it's not like you're going to get better in the majors. I think you can just ignore Hernandez. But Winkler might be somewhat interesting if he plays every day. He's all that eligibility, like the Bachelor, totally eligible.
Okay. This is Theodore from Cavalier and Chipmunks. You're listening to my favorite fantasy baseball podcast, the Polanco Podcast. Okay. Two errors, two Z's. Okay.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil, that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
It's on, the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Where we get to the players that are struggling to start the year but are turning a corner now, I will mention another Marlins infielder that he'll have to try to outdo, which I don't think he can. But interesting call. I like it. All right, so we mentioned Wensiel Perez. Tyro Estrada is back for the Rockies, making his season debut after he got hurt in spring. And a lot of people have been looking forward to Estrada's arrival because former Giant, you know, sometimes he was good. He could steal bags. He could hit for some average, had moments. But at Coors in the summertime, I think a lot of people thought Estrada would be a very useful fantasy player this year.
Coors.
One of Eddie Buzz's favorite players, Tyro Estrada, is Eddie Buzz in the comments?
I haven't seen Eddie tonight. I don't know where he's been lately. Eddie, I hope you're doing well. We're thinking about you, Eddie. Mwah.
Shout out, Eddie. But in his 18-team league, Eddie Buzz has been hanging on to Tyro. Maybe Eddie's at a Tyro Estrada launch party at his local Irish brewery.
It's a trivia night, a special launch trivia night.
It's 50 Cent wing night.
Yeah.
Wing night at Eddie Buzz's local pub. So he's out there watching that game. So good for him for hanging on. And now we're going to pay the dividends.
He's hitting fourth, hitting cleanup tonight against the Mets in. Is it still in Flushing? I don't know if Citi Field's actually in Flushing like. Shea was, but you New York people can fill me in on that. Nobody really cares. But yeah, Tyro Estrada's a guy I'd absolutely pick up if he's available. I expect that he can do some things. He's a veteran. He's not just some garbage pickup. They signed him for a reason, and the Rockies don't usually make good choices, as we all know. But this one,
Coors,
I think, is an exception. So take a look at Estrada. Colton Cowser is this close to returning, Britton. It's like some people said he might come back tomorrow or on Sunday, but I just kept him on the bench in my bi-weekly setting leagues. Worst case scenario, he's back on Monday.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And I'm going through the lineups now because I'm trying to look for Tyro Estrada just to check on it. And, of course, I breezed by the old Tampa Bay Rays. And you've said this already, but it just clicked again. Jake Mangum is batting third on this first day back from the IL for the Rays. You're right, man. They really like that guy.
Woo! Hey, this is Mangum's moment, man. You want alliteration, English major. And Mangum's moment. Mangum's momentous moment manifested.
Mangum P.I.
Yes! Mangum P.I. is a great idea. I got to do a song on that. I still... Oh, a song about Ben Kasperius. You know,
there you go.
This is the dawning of Ben Kasperius. I still got it. That's a hard one to do. I want to get it done, but I have not been able to do that one yet.
Did you watch Magnum P.I. when it was a real show on television back in the 80s?
Well, you know, being from Detroit and Tom Selleck always wore...
Wore the Tigers hat.
Yeah, so that was always like, we like Tom Selleck that much more because he always did that. But my stepmom had a real thing for Tom Selleck. She never told me that she had slept with him because she's been married to my dad for like 40 years now. But I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just saying. That's
Hell yeah. I love that mustache. Hey, who wants a mustache ride?
That was back in his... You know, straight pimp days, driving around in that GT series Ferrari
that he didn't own. Tommy Bahama shirt.
Yeah.
And he had his manuensis, that guy. Higgins.
Hello, I'm Higgins. Yeah, you never saw Higgins. You just heard his voice because Higgins was in places undisclosed, you know. And then every now and then he'd talk to his buddy, the helicopter pilot.
That dude.
That teeny tiny little two-seater that there's no way that's FAA approved. You know,
no way.
A strong breeze would knock that thing down to the ground, like trying to fly a bad kite or something. You know, but I don't know. It was a great show.
It was a great show. Byron Buxton is back off the concussion IL, so that's great news for, you know, Buxton. We haven't talked much about him this year because usually I just avoid talking about Buxton because we know he'll get hurt eventually. But for the most part this year, outside of this concussion, he's almost has 10 bags stolen already, which is more than he's had in recent years, and he's hitting 260, hitting for power. It's always what you want from Buxton. This might end up being one of his better seasons if this concussion doesn't linger as he returns tonight against the Mariners.
Yeah, and the thing was, it wasn't like a soft tissue or anything like that. Carlos Correa ran into him and bonked his head. Like,
yeah,
you know, so it wasn't any. And obviously, concussions are extremely serious, but it wasn't like he was, you know, rounding second and then, you know, pulled his hammy or something. You know, it was a fluke bump to the head. So
Twins have weird shit like that. Royce Lewis, between Buxton and Royce Lewis, they have the most bizarre plays that seem to happen in the field or when they're running. It's very strange. Very strange.
Royce Lewis, A-plus human being, A-plus person, but man, he's having a terrible year too. But Buxton, though, is not. And he's batting leadoff today, so he's good to go.
Yay! I got him in one league, and I'm loving the benefits. Seth Lugo's going to be back. He's starting tonight against my Tigers? No kidding. Okay, that's interesting.
Go Tigers. Yeah, he just had like a ring finger sprain or something, and obviously your fingers are important if you're a pitcher. But
what?
Yeah, they hold the ball, I guess. You know, I don't know. But there was that one pitcher that like didn't have a hand. You know, I don't know, but he made it work.
Hey, holy shit, that's so funny you mentioned that. Jim Abbott's his name, the legend, played at the University of Michigan.
No kidding. Played for the Braves.
Yeah, he did. Right? He pitched for the Angels as a rookie, and then he threw a no-hitter for the Yankees. And I was talking to a client this week, and they told me that they were fishing out here on beautiful Pontiac Lake here in our local area. They ran into Jim Abbott's cousin. I'm like, what? So it's just so random that you mentioned his name. Jim Abbott's cousin's fishing.
That's strange. And then you watch Glory, and I happen to be in the sixth grade on the set of where the colonel and all his soldiers lose their life. I mean, there's some cosmic stuff going on here. It's weird.
We're in the right place, right time, my friend. That's what I'm saying. Woo!
I guess.
All right, so let's get into our main focus here, talking about players that we feel are about to turn it around or turning it around now and you want to be in business with despite their slow start. So, Britton, you've come fully prepared. You guys, Britton likes to make fun of himself, says he doesn't take himself too seriously, but he's done the work today. It's on the document. I've seen the proof of his efforts. So go ahead and lead us off with your first choice.
Yes. So one of my favorite players for the catcher position for years has been Tyler Stevenson for the Cincinnati Reds. He's got those great veneers, you know. he looks like an Adonis. I'm like, this is the guy. This is going to be like Sally Perez, 10 years younger. Catchers. Johnny Bench hitting in Cincinnati, the Charm City, which Michael Govier lived in for a year.
Woo!
And eight.
It's Queen City. Baltimore.
Charm City's Baltimore.
I think you knew what you meant. Yeah.
The Queen City with that skyline chili with that cinnamon turmeric.
Ew!
It's sweet. It's sweet chili. I like more of a salty.
Can't do it.
I like Steak and Shake, but I never like Skyline. But anyways, the Reds, Tyler Stevenson.
Stevenson, he started out the year, so I drafted him in a lot of leagues. I thought he was a great value. He started off the year on the IL, but he's back now and had obviously a slow start getting up to speed. He hit a dong today, this very day, as we sit here, May 30th. He had another one today. He's been on a hot streak. So if you are hanging out in your one catcher league or two catcher leagues, he's probably taken. But if you're in your one catcher league and you're not liking how it's going, I think Tyler Stevenson may be on your waiver wire because he's been on the IL all year. And even when he came back, it sucked for a while. But he is on fire these last few games. So Tyler Stevenson, he's healthy. He's hitting in the prime spot for the Cincinnati Reds lineup. I love the Cincinnati Reds manager. I love Tito. I love Ellie De La Cruz. I love TJ Friedel. Judge, I'm not going over there anymore, I swear. And then you have Tyler Stevenson, you know, hitting with players that get on base. DJ Friedel gets on base. Ellie De La Cruz gets on base. So I really like Tyler Stevenson for as like literally maybe top fives overstating it, but a top 10 catcher moving forward. What do you think, Govia?
Genius, genius, genius.
I am so glad. I was about to drop him in whatever NFBC league I have him in on Sunday, and I'm like, you know what? All right, I'm going to wait another week. And guess what? Look what I would have missed out on. This week has been outstanding for Tyler Stevenson, so patience wins in this case. Now, it doesn't always win. Some other players I can mention I've still rostered that maybe I shouldn't be, but for Tyler Stevenson, I love it, man. I loved him like you loved him 2 years ago, yeah. But I fell out of love with him at a certain point because I just, maybe my expectations were too high, but this is a perfect call for what we're talking about. I love it. Great choice, Britton. Tyler Stevenson, definitely a guy I'd like to add as a catcher if you need a catcher. He's only 29% roster in Yahoo, too. So that means a lot of leagues he's available.
Yeah, I mean, you have to drop him in a 12-team league because he's you're not going to sit a catcher that's not playing on your bench. I mean, that's too wild even for us.
Too wild.
Like, you can love Tyler Stevenson all day, but you can't keep a catcher that's not playing on your bench. So
No, you can't.
So pick up Tyler Stevenson for the Reds. He's been great. He's going to keep being great. Another player that I know that you like. Well, I shouldn't say I know anything, actually. But Luis Garcia Jr., the second baseman for the Washington Nationals.
Great job.
He was like a 2020 guy with a great average. So when I was drafting for this year, I didn't reach for Ozzie Albies or any of those kind of players because – at the end of last year, they started letting Luis Garcia Jr. Play against lefties at the end of the year when they were out of it. So they were just kind of seeing what he could do. And he wasn't great, but he wasn't abysmal. I mean, he wasn't terrible.
No.
So I've been drafting him this year, and he's had a horrible – I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat it. It's been kind of a disaster.
Yes.
It is the only way to accurately describe his start to the season. Batting, one of the reasons that I drafted him, and I think a lot of people probably did, is because his batting average was elite. And having a second baseman, top of the order, that could play every day. And he's young, too. And he was a big prospect. Some would say they brought him up a little too fast, you know, but hindsight's 20/20, as they say.
C'est la vie.
But lately, he's been turning it back on. So in his past 10 games, he's had 13 hits, like five doubles, two home runs. He's got a couple stolen bases, a caught stealing. So, you know, he's turning it back on. So if Luis Garcia Jr. has been dropped, I would take another look at him. And, you know, if you're sporting out like Jorge Polanco was on a hot streak. I'm pretty sure that streak's over.
I'm sure it is. I'm not even going to look it up, and I bet you're right.
Because there's just no way that just keeps on happening.
No.
So I would go look at Luis Garcia Jr. for the Washington Nationals as he's starting to get it. He's young. He's talented. He takes his walks. And you know how I feel about the Nationals. I love James Wood. I'm a huge fan of CJ Abrams. I like any action with that lineup. So Luis Garcia Jr. I think is somebody that we need to start paying back attention to. He had four hits yesterday in five at bats. Four hits.
Great job.
Wow, dude.
A double, two RBIs, a run, and he got caught stealing, which is unfortunate. But at least he's out there. Hey, man, he's trying.
I love it, man. He's a guy that was one of my most drafted players coming into the season, so I've suffered because of that, unfortunately. But I didn't give up on him. I drafted him in my main event, so he's been my second baseman all year in my main event, for better or for worse. So now, despite a slow start, I'm going to reap the benefits of this turning the corner, getting hot situation, because Luis Garcia is a 280 hitter, okay? And he's barely 25 years old. Yeah, he's been playing for almost four seasons now. He came up at 20 years old, man.
Yeah, they brought him up
early. He came in young, and he can hit.
And he looks like Juan Soto. He literally, like, if you put him in a lineup with Juan Soto, and you're like, pick out who's Juan Soto, you'd be like, oh.
Yeah. Let me see.
Does that mean anything? No.
Oh, but it doesn't? It doesn't translate to productivity?
Of course it does.
Duh.
Obviously.
Yeah. I love Luis Garcia. He's a great call, man. I would put him on a list as well. If when I was doing the list, you already listed him, so I'm like, all right, I'm not going to do that. But I haven't dropped him anywhere, and I'm just a big fan of the guy. Will still have a 280 average, 2020 season. He doesn't walk much, so in OBP leagues, it's a little less valuable. But otherwise, he can do everything else, and I still believe there's more power to come. So hopefully, we'll see more of that as the season goes on and as he continues to grow into his prime, which he still hasn't even hit yet. I love it. I love Luis Garcia Jr., man. Let's party. Uncle Tess is 30-30. I'm down with that. Yeah, let's do it, man. I am not opposed to that at all. Over on my end, I want everybody to get in bed with Connor Norby. We mentioned him a little bit last week on the show. B. Henny here saying fresh off work. Just want to shoot some love to the gang. Thanks,
buddy. Thank you, B. Henny. Thank you,
B-Henny.
Man.
Old timer, doing it right.
Appreciate
but
you.
But Connor Norby is a guy like Luis Garcia. He was having a few decent games here recently. He's had a really rough start, just like Luis Garcia. I've been disappointed. He only has 3 home runs on the season, and Connor Norby was talking a lot of shit about having a 30-homer season this year. He got hurt, though, to start the year, which happens. So that set him back a little bit, I believe. But right now, Connor Norby is widely available, and I think the best of his season is about to come in June, right here now. Connor Norby in June for the Marlins, hitting every day right there at like the 5th or 6th spot in that lineup. He's had a pretty good stretch over his last 10 to kind of show us that he's ready to turn things on. Plus, he has the talent already. I like his ability. So I'm all about Connor Norby, man. Bye, bye, bye. B-U-Y on Connor Norby.
Not bye, bye. Like
no, like the opposite. Treated. Bring it in. Bye. Like Trading Places. Not sell. Bye, bye.
Bye, bye. No, 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 no. sell.
Right, but I want to buy. Give me all the Connor Norby in the world. I think this is going to be a good month in June for him. His best of the season so far.
Totally agree. I think that's a great call. But by the way, Trading Places, one of my all-time favorite comedy films.
I know that. Was a softball I threw up to you. A meatball for Britain, right there.
Yeah. Like, you know Bo Diddley's in that movie? That's how cool it is. Bo Diddley is in that movie. He plays as a pawn shop owner when Dan Aykroyd comes in. And he's trying to sell his watch, and he goes, and it tells time, and Stodd. And Bo Diddley goes,
that's right.
In Philadelphia, he goes, it's worth $20,000. And Bo Diddley looks at him and goes, in Philadelphia, it's worth $50.
Wow, dude.
That's great. I forgot about him in that movie. Yeah, Palazzo Podcast, 2Ls, 2Zs here. Follow Britton Allen and myself on Twitter X. And check out our Discord. It's totally free. The link's in the description. Check out the Yukon Cornelius channel, my channel, all the other channels, Big Gentle Ben, Mike Virginia, so on and so forth. Who's next up on the list tonight?
Let me ask you your quick opinion. All right. Am I going a little overboard in the Discord? You can be honest. Let's be honest.
I'm always honest. You know me. I bring it. You know I bring it.
Do I?
No.
Do I need to calm down? Because I may be overposting. You know, my oldest daughter just turned 12, and so we're trying to figure out, you know, texting and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And
boundaries
and Insta, and, you know, and I'm like, you know, you don't need to post, like, a picture of your dinner or, you know. Like that. And then as the ultimate parent hypocrite, I learned it by watching you. You remember that?
I love that ad.
Yeah, that was awesome. Just
classic
say no,
80s
just
PSA.
Say no, kids. Unless it's
no,
me.
You're not posting too much, man. You're crushing it. It's perfect. It actually makes me feel good when I check in a long day of seeing like 10 clients over 10 hours. And I jump in the Discord for a sec and I see the Yukon Cornelius channel is active. It makes my day. So don't change a thing, my friend. I'm locking it in.
All right. If you need me to tone it down, I'll be happy to. It wouldn't be the first time someone told me to tone it down. So
we keep it real here, but I love it.
Or actually, more accurately, just 80% less.
Zing! Who's next up for you on the struggle bus turning to glory?
Okay. I want to give out some love to Landon Roop. There it is. AKA Whoop. There it is. So he's a Giants starting pitcher, and we give a lot of time and love to Hayden Birdsong, rightfully so. Hayden Birdsong is super talented. Everybody, we believe in him. I do too. I think he's great. But Landon Roop, in his past three starts, 16 innings pitched, 14 Ks, one earned run. And I know he only had a four-inning pitch this last one where things got a little weird. But still, but that was because there were some errors. Matt Chapman threw the ball, like, into the ocean. You know, remember when Max Muncy hit a ball into the ocean and Madison Bumgarner, like
oh, you mean
and Max Muncy was like, yeah, you can go get it in the ocean if you want it.
What was his bull riding nickname? Mason something?
Yeah, no, that's right. So, yeah, you can imagine how thrilled the organization was knowing they signed this guy to a guaranteed contract. And when he's not playing baseball, he's doing a bull riding, which nobody gets injured doing a bull ride, obviously, and riding motorcycles. You know the lawyers in that organization are looking at his contract. It's like, where is the provision?
How did we not cover this
contract?
This bull riding jackass. Damn it. He did win us a couple World Series, but shit, this sucks. So yeah, you like Roop. Huh? You think better days ahead. His whip is at 1.4 across the year so far. It's a little hot for my taste, but the ERA is under 4 and the Ks are there.
Yeah, so Landon Roop for me is a guy that's got like an elite breaking ball stuff. I love where he plays, where his home games are.
You loved him preseason. You were talking in our draft shows. I love Landon Roop.
I did. I love Landon Roop. So this may just be some Landon Roop propaganda going on, but I do love 16 inning pitch, 14 Ks. Nobody owns Landon Roop in your league, but I think this recent turn of events, he's played well, and I think it's going to. I think he's figured it out. So I like Landon Roop if you're looking for a sneaky ad. And, you know, with all these pitchers going down, A.J. Smith, Schauber, Jackson Job. You've got to find somebody that's in a rotation that's not going to blow up your ratios. And it looks like Landon Roop might be that guy.
Great job.
I love it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. No woes. Let's party. By the way, Madison Bumgarner's bull riding name was Mason Saunders. Mason Saunders, everybody. I had to Google it. I did not remember. I only remembered the first name Mason. Forgot his last name.
Hey, but still, that's a big win, just getting his first name right.
Yay! Look at me. I remember pointless shit, and I'm proud of it. I am. I love it. You know? What can I say? For me, I already prefer Birdsong if we're looking at the Giants rotation over Roop. I always did all year, so I'm just going to stay true to what I was saying. But I got no beef with this because he stayed in that rotation despite Kyle Harrison coming in now and getting spot starts. So it looks like Roop is there for keeps for the season because he got first dibs over Birdsong and Harrison too, which I think tells you something about the pecking order there or how the Giants feel about Roop's potential, even if I like Birdsong more. So I can support this claim. I'm down with it.
This is not an anti Birdsong message.
No, not at all. I'm just reading the tea leaves, as they say, of the Giants in Buster Posey's world now, what he's doing. So I like it. For me, I'm going now. Maybe this is kind of just sneaking it in today, but Zach Eflin, you know, has been god awful. Since he came back from the IL, some horrendous starts that ruined a lot of people's lives. They may never be the same. It has been life altering.
Oh, no.
From Zach Eflin's.
What did he efforts. Do?
Oh, man. What did you do, Zach Eflin?
What have you done? Did you mess what with John Wick?
Done. That's right. They killed his dog. That's must have what happened.
Yeah, why would you do that? That's a bad idea to kill.
Terrible idea. Don't kill anyone's dog. Come on. But Zach Eflin had a good start today, so you might say I'm jumping on the bandwagon, but I was going to buy him low regardless because I know he's a better pitcher than he showed. And today gives me some reinforcement that, yes, it's the White Sox, but it's still in Baltimore, which, by the way, for this year only, Britton, Baltimore has been one of the friendliest hitting parks in all of baseball for this season only with the wall adjustments and so on. They've had a lot of action over there with power and hitting in Camden Yards has been a real benefit, not a negative. So I think Zach Eflin maybe caught some bad breaks with the injury, the park, and just a bad vibe in the Baltimore clubhouse, as we all know, because, you know, Brandon Hyde got fired. But I think rest of season, knowing what we know about Zach Eflin historically, I mean, the guy's got like a stupid career ERA that is well under four. So I don't have any worries about it. I want all the Eflin. Give it to me now. And I only concern I would possibly have, I suppose, is that there's a re-injury situation here. But that's every pitcher, so who gives a shit? Give me Zach Eflin, okay?
He had a great season last season when he got acquired. He finished the year strong.
He's been a different pitcher the last few years before the guy he was prior. Today, 7 innings, 6 Ks, no earned runs against, yes, it's the White Sox. But the White Sox can hit a little bit. They're not the Rockies. He got the victory. So he still, despite his rough start, Britton has a 1.17 whip for the season. So that shows you when the ERA gets high, but the whip is still under 1.20, that tells me something like, yeah, there's better days ahead. So maybe this is too easy of a call, but I'm saying get yourself some Zach Eflin right now.
No, we don't talk enough about Zach Eflin, you know, which is ironic being, you know, a Baltimore podcast.
Yeah. Mike, where's the Zach Eflin love, brother? Where are you at? Follow Mike Virginia on Twitter, X at _MikeVA. And then follow Britton with 2 T's, 2 L's. Because Britton is about to give you another player who struggled initially, but now's the time to party.
Matt Shaw not only struggled initially, he was so performed so poorly, they sent him back down to the minor leagues and actually started John Birdie. That's how bad Matt Shaw was for the Chicago Cubs third baseman, highly touted prospect, like top 10 prospect in all the major leagues, you know, just behind like Roman Anthony and Christian Campbell and, yeah, you know, all those stud players. But Matt Shaw's back. He killed it. This is one thing that's interesting, and I know this is Narrative Street, Michael Govier, but you and I
love Narrative Street.
I love, yeah, Narrative Street. I park my car there with the windows down. I don't care.
Plenty of room.
Yeah. Well, hey, if I walked back to my car after a night of drinking and there's a bum peeing in my car at Narrative Street, I don't care. I'll be like, you want to go to breakfast? Let's do this. Anyway, so Matt Shaw for the Cubs has been called back. He's been great. He had 2 hits yesterday, 2 hits the day before that, stole 3 bases in the past 2 games. I didn't see what he did today, but he also had a walk-off the other day. Where it was a walk-off single, and you know, and the whole team's mobbing him and all that kind of stuff, and just so happy to see.
1 for 3 with an RBI today.
1 for 3. Okay, yeah. So he does not hit at the top of the order or anything like that. But Matt Shaw is a, from his production in the minors, is like an elite hitter, like Chase Meadroff, like. There's just something to be said for when you are successful at every single level. Now, when you come to the majors and you face major league pitching, obviously different story. But the fact that he, you know, went through failure, got himself back up, and is now being successful, I think is a real testament to what kind of player he is. Matt Shaw, third baseman for the Cubs. Nobody's taking his spot. So unless he's injured, he's going to play every day for the Cubs. And the Cubs are, did you know, that the Cubs are the highest scoring offense in Major League Baseball? It is true.
I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised to hear that. They have an incredible record. Like the Tigers and the Cubs have the 2 best records with the Yankees in baseball.
Yeah, the run differential is number one. It's awesome. So the Chicago Cubs, and it's not even, I mean, it's the summer, but we're not even like the dog days yet when it gets really hot in Chicago. So good things are in store for Matt Shaw. So if you have a corner infielder that you're not feeling, I really like a pickup of Matt Shaw, third baseman for the Cubs. I'm trying to think of somebody like in one of my corner infield spots that I'm just kind of like, this guy sucks. Plus he steals steals bases, which the only third baseman to really steal bases is Jose Ramirez for the Guardians. And Jose Ramirez is the number one first baseman in fantasy. So not that Matt Shaw is going to be number one. He doesn't have the power that Jose Ramirez does. But he steals bases. He's going to help your batting average, I think. He's a good player. And he plays for the Cubs. So I'm all aboard on the Matt Shaw – no, reboard, because I boarded and then we were kicked off.
Oh, there was a delay. Ticket. Yeah. You didn't have a ticket.
Your papers.
No ticket.
And is this a Last Crusade reference when they're in the Zeppelin?
That is. Yeah, you know it.
I love that too, because so in that movie, Indiana Jones, Harrison Ford's talking to Sean Connery, and Sean Connery's like, you know, what's your problem? And Indiana Jones is like, well, you know, we've hardly spoken in the past 40 years. And Sean Connery looks at him and he's like, well, what do you want to talk about? And Harrison Ford goes, well, I don't know. And Sean Connery was like, then what are you complaining about?
Yep.
I was like, that's a real heartfelt moment right there between father.
Well, guys were great together. Yeah, that's an underrated movie combo. Connery and Harrelson together. I love it.
Oh, superstars. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about Indiana Jones and James Bond. Yeah, together. Like, it's Han Solo and James Bond. Yeah, superstar.
That's a guaranteed call right there. By the way, you talked about Wrigley Field and what happens there. Andrew Abbott dominated the Cubs today. He now has an ERA of like 1.51 for the season. Andrew Abbott, a guy I had no interest in the draft season, didn't draft him anywhere, still didn't pick him up when he was playing well to start the year. That's incredible. I just want to give a shout out to Andrew Abbott having a hell of a year, man. Really impressive.
It's crazy good. Of course, we all think, you know, when is this ride going to stop? Because it's going to stop.
Yes.
He's not Jacob deGrom. He's not Roger Clemens. He's, you know, Andrew Abbott. But on the other side of that, it looks like the Colin Ray ride has stopped.
Oh.
And you get off the ride and you're kind of dizzy. and you're trying to get your bearings and, you know,
the tilt-a-whirl.
You kind of shift to one side and like get off the Colin Ray side. I know I was on it too, but
man, I love the tilt-a-whirl. So much fun. When I was young, it made my stomach laugh, but I feel like now that I'm older, if I went on the tilt-a-whirl, it might make my stomach cry. But it's been a minute. I got to get on the tilt-a-whirl. Mark Vientos has struggled this year. Some injury issues have crept in as well. A lot of people are expecting a big, big woohoo year two from Vientos. Haven't seen it, but I think this is a good time to buy now. He had a home run the other day, but he didn't follow it up with anything special against Colorado. So, give me some Vientos. But he's also a trade situation because he's usually rostered everywhere. So I'm saying take a look to maybe acquire Vientos if you trust the fact that the guy has power in a lineup with 4 months to go in the season. There's a lot more stats that will be produced from the Vientos point of view. Okay? So nothing has changed other than the fact that he just doesn't seem to be making enough consistent contact that's going into places that would produce stats for fantasy baseball people. That's really all I'm seeing.
A little bit of a sophomore slump, but his hard hit numbers are still legit. So
right. So
the front office and the manager, everybody believes in him because he's batting second today against Kyle Freeland.
What up,
Kyle? Good luck.
And his K rate, Vientos, the other huge thing, his K rate's down 8% from last year. It's down to 22.5% this season. That's a big, big step from almost 30 last year, despite a good season. So give me all the Vientos in the world. If somebody will give him up or someone's sick of him, trade for him now. But it's possible that a lot of people who held on to Vientos have waited it out as well. So it might be hard to pry, but take a shot at it if you need third. But you're talking about corner, infield, Matt Shaw, Vientos. These are guys that you could do well with the rest of season.
Hey, real quick, we talked about Matt Mervis and Ronnie Simon being DFA'd and Heriberto Hernandez being called up. He is batting second for the Marlins today. I'm going to call him Herbie. Okay. Herbie Hernandez. No offense, Herbie. Mr. Hernandez, but, you know, when I was growing up, there was a car named Herbie that was pretty cool. So we're going to go with Herbie Hernandez batting second against Kyle
Ken Herbeck?
Ken Herbeck. Yeah, that's right.
Big Chaw. Lefty with a giant chaw in his cheek.
He's still alive. Yeah, he's still alive. He's still out and about. Oh, Ken Herbeck. Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that with all that chaw. Good for Herbie. Was Herbie a VW bug, by the way?
Herbie was a VW bug. They remade it with Lindsay Lohan. believe it or not, somehow that just didn't work. But they tried, you know.
Yeah, that was terrible. I remember that. That was a piece of shit, unfortunately. Sorry, Lindsay. Beautiful woman, though, Lindsay Lohan. So good for her. Anybody else you want to mention today, Braden, before we close out our show? Or did you cover your dudes?
I covered them all. The other, just a quick honorable mention, not going to go into it, but Robbie Ray. Like, Robbie Ray for the Giants started out kind of rough, like ugly. Since his rough start, his past starts have been impeccable. Robbie Ray for the Giants. Not that he would be dropped, but, you know,
maybe.
But he's been great. He's been locking it down, Robbie Ray for the Giants. And Mason Wynn, shout out Mike Virginia. Mike Virginia's least favorite player in the world is a gentleman by the name of Mason Wynn.
Great job.
Who plays for the St. Louis Cardinals. Hard hit metrics aren't great, but he's kind of got like a Sedan Raphael type situation, and he's been playing well for a good while now. Mason Wynn, and he like hits at the top of the order for the kind of surprising Cardinals, and I think Brendan Donovan just got hurt, so it looks like Mason Wynn is going to be a fixture at the top of the Cardinals for a while.
Wow, maybe I'm a sucker, and you guys, you know me, I try not to get stuck. You got to be able to break off a player that you like, but is just not giving you what you need. You can't have it be totally about narratives, though we love them, and emotions. We're only human. We have emotions when it comes to players. But I still like Spencer Steer in the summertime in Great American Ballpark. He's not hurt from – he's been playing all year. So if he's not hurt at this point, and he's had some moments recently, so 3-for-4 game. The only thing that's missing right now is the power still. So I'd like to see some more pop from him, especially in that ballpark this summer, because Steer has that ability. And they play him every day, and he has corner infield and outfield eligibility, which is nice. And I just – I can't imagine that Spencer Steer is not going to finish this year with some solid numbers. Maybe the OBP won't be what it's been in the past. Maybe that's something I have to give up on. But I would really like to see power and steals from Spencer Steer rest of season. And maybe it's a long shot, but I think he's worth trying to acquire right now and hoping a month from now on June 30th that Spencer Steer is doing what he knows how to do. Okay?
All right, let's go, Spencer Steer.
Please!
Is he on your main event team or something? Is that the deal?
Yes! Another one. Yeah. He's not just on my main event team, too. I got him on a few teams.
All right. He's back fifth for the Reds today. Let's go.
Yeah, he's... Shit. Well, I'm hoping... it's not just like, hey, wishful thinking. The guy's got a skill set. He's still young enough. And that injury just... It lingers over. But he doesn't seem to be hurt because he's hitting every day in that lineup. And they're relying on him. So I...
Is he your first baseman or your corner in that league?
He's actually he's really like just like a guy that I fit in depending, because I got Naylor at first and I might use him at corner sometime, but I got somebody else I like there. So he's been a guy that I've been benching a lot, but he's not a priority, I will say that. And that's on a 15 teamer. So it's not a ringing endorsement of Steer when I'm trying to tell people, hey, Spencer Steer. I admit that freely, but I'm trying to look ahead here. Look at what not where we are today, where we'll be in a month, where we'll be in 6 weeks, right?
Nostradamus, hey, when you drafted Naylor in the chat, did you do the Naylor joke?
I did not. I should have done a tribute to you, and
You have to do the Naylor joke. And for those that don't know, whenever you draft Josh Naylor or Bo Naylor in the chat, immediately when you draft him, you have to go, Naylor, I barely know her.
I blew it. Oh, what a tragedy. But that's okay. Lastly, I just want to mention Sandy Alcantara. I mean, do you think at all, because if he's not hurt, Britt, right? This is a legend, a Cy Young winner, but every start sucks, and now it's June. So it's been 2 months of shit, even though he had two starts where he actually got a couple wins earlier on in the season. So I'm not starting him, but I have not dropped him even in really any league I have Sandy Alcantara. So maybe I'm a jackass, but I just got to believe that this guy's going to figure it out here. It's just hard to come back from TJ surgery. But
I think 100% you hang on to him because I remember years ago, like 10 years ago, Corey Kluber had a really awful first 3 months. And then there was a game where he played against the Cardinals and he struck out 15 and it was clear sailing from then. Not saying that Sandy Alcantara is Corey Kluber, but they're not that different comps, I don't think. So, I mean, is it possible that Sandy Alcantara, the next game, could go out in K-10 with one earned run and no walks? 100%. He's a pro. So I definitely hang on to Sandy Alcantara. Now, I wouldn't start him. You don't start him until he's figured it out. But
No. Yeah.
Yeah, no. So I'm hanging on. Look, you drafted him, and unless it's a 10-team league, then you can do obviously.
No,
go pick up Andrew Rabbit. You know who cares? In leagues that you play in, you can't drop Sandy Alcantara. Like he just won the Cy Young Award like 2 years ago. Like you just can't drop him. You just put him on your bench and just wait. That's you signed up for it, so. You got to see the end credits roll. You know,
buy the ticket, take the ride.
Look, you don't like the first act, I get it, but you're not leaving the theater. Like you parked, you got your popcorn. You know, go to the bathroom.
Intermission. Yeah, go to the bathroom for sure.
Go play Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the arcade or whatever. But
oh hell yeah,
you're not leaving. You're not leaving the theater. No.
No, I'm not going anywhere, man. Exactly. I'm locked in. Well, that gives me a ray of hope to close the show out and head into my weekend. So thank you, Britton. Everybody else, we thank you so much. The live chatters, a little quieter today. You guys were chilling. Uncle Ted was doing his thing, but that's okay. We carry the show for you guys, whether you want to talk or you just want to listen. Remember, podcasters, let us know if you're actually listening on the podcast side. Email the show, palazzopodcast@gmail.com. To us, two Z's. Follow Britton, me, follow Mike Virginia, _MikeVA. Big gentleman, Rugby Baseball Sam Worshing. Let's turn it over now to our pal, the Captain Britton. It's time.
HMS Surprise. Let's go.
All right, lads. Now, I know there's not a faint heart among you. And I know you're as anxious as I am to get into close action. But we must bring him right up beside us before we spring this trap. That will test our nerve. And discipline will count just as much as courage. The Acheron is a tough nut to crack. More than twice our guns, more than twice our numbers. And they will sell their lives dearly. They mean to take us as a prize. And we are worth more to them undamaged. Their greed will be their downfall. England is under threat of invasion. And though we be on the far side of the world, this ship is our home. This ship is England. So it's every hand to his rope or gun, quick's the word and sharp's the action. After all, surprise is on our side.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.